Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says he expects that the $3.5 billion budget deficit will dominate the agenda during this legislative session. But will anything be accomplished to fill that gap? That's a different story.
I'm worried that it's an election year and all 40 members of the House are running. Half the Senate has to run this time because of their reapportionment stuffs.
Egan expects election year politics will paralyze most lawmakers, and he says some will be in a big hurry to campaign in their home districts when April adjournment approaches.
You're in an election year. I just hope that we don't kick the can too far down the road.
Egan thinks Governor Bill Walker's latest budget proposal is a good starting point with the combination of borrowing, restructuring the Alaska Permanent Fund, and imposing new taxes. But he says some elements should have been rolled out earlier to get the discussion going sooner.
You know, an income tax versus a sales tax. Personally, I hope that we do an income tax because for sales tax, taxes in municipalities around the state are usually left to municipalities. So the best way to do that I can think of is reinstitute some sort of an income tax again.
Earlier this month, Walker announced a formal hiring freeze to reduce the size of state government, although many departments already had an informal freeze on hiring new employees when he took office in December of 2014. Egan is concerned that the hiring freeze will hurt Juneau without putting much of a dent in the deficit.
The vast majority of our community's economy is through state government and federal government. But when one area cuts back, there's a tendency for everybody to cut back somewhat.
Egan worries that education will be targeted for deep budget cuts this session. The Alaska Marine Highway System has already been hurt by last year's cuts. Sitka, in particular, has had their summer service severely curtailed. The latest version of this summer's schedule appears to restore part of that service, but Egan is not very optimistic.
You know, the issue is cut the other guy, but don't touch me. And perfect example is the Marine Highway System. I just want to make darn sure that we're not gutting the Marine Highway System so it loses its functionality.
Egan complains that other lawmakers, especially those in the rail belt, just don't understand what the ferry system is designed to do and why it is so important to coastal communities. As was the case last year, Egan's top legislative priority for this session involves giving public employees a choice of pensions. New employees are currently limited to a defined contribution retirement system that is flexible and portable from one employer to another. The legislation would restore a defined benefit pension that could share the risk of rising health care costs and guarantee a monthly benefit. Egan believes his bill will pick up steam this year. He says the big hook is the potential savings of $70 million over the next 10 years.
Believe it or not, I do have Republican co-sponsors on that. We had two hearings last year and have had promises from different committee chairs that this legislation will be held again, or you know, we have hearings again. Hopefully we're going to make some headway.
The Juneau Democrat, who is a member of the five-member minority in the Senate during this legislature, hopes for a return someday to a version of the old bipartisan working group. He says senators were able to put partisan differences aside and get things done by working together.
I think everybody has a good idea. It's just how to implement it. But there are some bad ideas out there.
Egan's Senate District Q seat includes Juneau, Douglas, Gustavus, Haynes, and Skagway. The second regular session of the 29th Alaska Legislature is scheduled to adjourn April 17th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.